It's Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Edsel. Oh-ho, I'm Otis 12, and that's Diver Dan Doomy, the man among men.
Where are they?
Hey, who are those men? What's on tonight, Diver Dan Doomy?
Tonight on Midnight Mondo, Otis 12 and myself, Diver Dan Doomy, are going to eat a very large, nutritious meal right in front of the eyes of some hungry, starving refugees from the firestorm in Nevada.
Thank you, Diver Dan Doomy. And in return, hey, we'll bring Deadly Boone right here on the show. Oh, he's on work release from a Bible camp in Wisconsin. What else, Diver Dan?
Diana Ross, live right here in the studio, but she can't sing because she's bound and gagged.
Oh,
so delighted, and the kids are so excited, 'cause the stork has brought his son and daughter for Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse.
And the telethon for starving white-collar workers and mentally handicapped middle management personnel. Midnight Mondo. Mondo.
Million people are happy, bright, and gay.
I remember life on Walton's Mountain. We'd spend the fall whizzing on trees, and in the winter we'd bait queers down at Herb's Adult General Store. Then in the summer we'd inbreed down by the mill pond, but the warmth was always there in the family. And I remember that warm feeling of belonging in my bosom, saying goodnight to those I love on the mountain.
Night, Mom!
Good night, Bill Boy.
Good night, Pa.
Night, Dad Boy.
Night, Grandma Boy.
Good night, Girl Boy.
Good night, Man Child.
Good night,
Jimmy Bob Boy.
Good night, Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Good night, Grandpa.
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 Grandpa. Good night.
Will.
Oh.
Hey, Will.
Oh, my. Cut.
That's right. Will, cut.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened to Will?
Oh, no.
Reruns?
Oh, no.
Hi, this is Otis 12, poolside in Hollywood. It's nice to hobnob with the stars out here on Midnight Mondo. With my career going places out here in Hollywood. Hey, Farrah, don't run around the pool, you'll slip. Miss Ronstadt? No, don't splash Miss Teagues and Miss Parton. Ah. Debbie Reynolds, you can't have Coke in here.
She sits on my lap, you know.
Oh, hey, Judy!
I reach out, you know.
Hey, put some on the jukebox, please.
This is Otis 12, and this is Midnight Mondo. You know, Midnight Mondo has a lot of interest in contemporary music, especially the folksier side of contemporary music, which is dear to our hearts here, my own and Diver Dan's, I know. So we thought we'd give you a little insight behind a great folk rock, folk whatever star, Bob Dylan himself, the troubadour, the... voice of the 60s, the big gate attraction of the 70s, sort of a look behind into his personality, his development, his roots, where he came from. So we've brought our Midnight Mondo microphones up here to the Avocado Island Bar and Grill on Hennepin Avenue, and we're talking to some old high school chums of Bob Dylan's. We're talking to Lefty Levicari. Lefty.
Work them over.
Lefty. Really, let's beat them up.
Lefty, can we talk about Bob Dylan for a while?
Lefty Levicari.
Lefty, I'd like... What was Bob?
My name's not Lefty. It's Frank Crow, man.
I was told Lefty Levicari was
going to
be here.
No, man, he died 5 years ago.
Botulism. Himself,
did you go to high school with Bob Dylan?
Yeah, I went to high school with Bob Dylan. We all went to high school with Bob Dylan. No,
what was Bob Dylan like in high school? Could you tell me?
How was Bob Dylan like in high school?
Yeah, what was he like?
Didn't he work in quality control?
No, he didn't work at the plant, man. Bob Dylan's a singer. What was he like in high school?
Yeah, could you tell us?
He was a twerp. That guy was a twerp.
Frank, what was he like after you got to know him?
We didn't get to know him, man. He was a twerp. We used to, he'd ride his bike. He'd ride his bike and we'd chase after him, you know. We used to lock him in the locker next to him and beat him with a baseball bat.
Yeah, man.
He was a bozo. Bob Dylan, Bob Zimmerman's a bozo.
Hey, but I know that.
We used to shove, you know, in the cafeteria, we used to shove olives in his harmonica.
And, yeah.
And we stuck his head in the toilet. We tried to flush him out of the toilet.
Hey, Frank, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, it's nice to know.
Frank,
this guy over here is not.
What? No, shut up, shut up. You guys, shut up.
You have seen and talked to Bob since, I know.
Yeah, I call him.
So how did the great man, you know, he must look back and laugh at all that now.
No, he doesn't laugh at it. He said if you ever saw me, he'd kill me.
Hey, really?
I asked him for some tickets. I mean, what an ungrateful guy, you know?
To blackmail him.
I mean, you know, we...
Lousy concert tickets.
Hey, now listen, it was because...
Lousy seats on the edge.
That was because of us. It was because of us that Bob Dylan was so angry, you know? He used to write all those, like, blowing in the wind, you know?
He didn't even want to go back.
Well, yeah, we used to... No. Bob Dylan was... I don't... What an ungrateful guy.
Is that your real name? Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men.
This is Diver Dan Doomey of Midnight Mondo reporting to you from deep in the rainforest of Panama. The Panama Canal just last summer was ceded to the government of this tiny Central American nation by the United States. We were told at the time that if we were to do so, if we were to turn the canal over to Panama, war would break out and there'd be guerrillas running around shooting at people and it'd be disgusting and oh. And I'm down here for a report from the Panamanian front with my cameraman, Bibbidi Doop Glub Glub. Wake up, dum-dum.
Huh? Oh, hey, Diver. Hey, come on, man. The film's right in the camera's rusty. Let me sleep.
Oh, go back. There's got to be a war somewhere. I've looked all over this darn jungle, and there's just no war. Somebody fell into the canal a couple days ago. I don't know if you want to call that a war, an act of violence or something, but I'm going to find it. If I have to start it myself, I'm going to find the war in Panama. Diver Dan Doomey, talk to you later.
Fearless men who jump and die.
Gringo, gringo, tonight you die!
Ah, here's a candy bar. Get lost.
They say, the brave men.
This is Midnight Mondo!
Mine ashore?
Mine. This Mondo Midnight is...
Fearless men
what?
Who jump
midnight.
And die.
What? Mondo Midnight, what is...
This is My Night Mindo, and this is Diver Dan Doomey, and this is your horoscope, and this is a fraud, and this is an earphone, and this is my thumb, and this is my middle finger, and this is my hair, and way up there on the ceiling.
Sagittarius, a romantic interlude with an Eastern European alcoholic dwarf could make you a millionaire, but it won't be worth it. Virgo, contact with other people could lead to a disease which decimated whole nations in the Middle Ages. Stay home and play with snakes. Libra, your spouse is cheating on you. Hemlock is a tried and true solution. Gemini, your employer is a neo-Nazi. If you shoot him, you will become a hero. Cancer, settle those old debts and have that affair you've wanted. It's been nice knowing you. Scorpio, your lucky day. You will survive, and a large insurance settlement is possible. Take your aunt with you on that Ferris wheel. Pisces, comets or golf carts may threaten your genetic stability today. Take a cup of noodles to work. Capricorn, Several government agencies have received your address from an anonymous source. They don't know why they have it, but they are working to find out. Bury your mailbox. Taurus, illegal aliens are tunneling towards your house. Move your refrigerator and line your den with lead. Leo, your mate is not who you think. I'd rather not read the rest of this. Aries, gravity will forget you on Tuesday. Stay close to obese Girl Scouts, wear leather gloves, and carry lots of rosin. Aquarius, the game of life has passed the 2-minute warning. Call a timeout. You are behind, even considering the point spread. This has been your horoscope.
Hey, hi, this is Otis 12.
And this is Diver Dan Doomy.
Did you doubt it for a second? And, you know, we've been trying all sorts of strange creative things for radio here on Midnight Mondo. We have to clear them with the producer first. Last week at lunch at a fancy restaurant. We've been going to the fancy restaurant.
I love those fancy restaurants.
Hey, we tried to get the producer to okay building a model airplane here on the air for you.
Yeah.
He boo-booed the idea.
No, week before that, we wanted to present a live haircut. He said, nope, no way.
This week, we went up to him and we said, hey, can we have some acrobats, you know, on the radio show? He said,
acrobats on the radio.
Just like him. He chortled and laughed,
and then he threw wine glasses at us. I remember
I still have one of those.
Oh, boy, embedded right there. Yeah. Hey, but then, you know, we decided not to clear what the heck with him. We got a juggler, right, Diver Dan?
We got a juggler.
We got a juggler. Diver Dan, have you had some of the caviar over here?
We've got the most unique juggler in the entire world right here for you. Most jugglers, you know, will juggle oranges and grapefruits and their sisters, things like that. This juggler, let me introduce him. Let me bring him on first.
Is he going to be good?
From the Alpine Wonderland of Switzerland, the amazing Wonder Swiss.
Wonder Swiss!
Get up to the ceiling. Come on down, Wonder. All right. Wonder Swiss has a unique act. Rather than fruit, Wonder Swiss juggles tires.
I've seen it done.
Not just any tires, radio tires.
Oh, I saw that in Vegas.
Not just any radio tires, flaming radio tires.
Wow, do it. Come on, Wonder Swiss.
Wonder Swiss, those tires are on fire. Are you ready, baby?
Here we go. What can I bother one of you boys to fight a match?
Here we go. I guess we're going to have to get rid of those glasses we had. They're not representative of his face anymore. How about that, Otis? Otis? Wonder Swiss? Otis? Well, folks, this is Diver Dan Doomy, and well, I'm getting out of here, right? Can't go that way. Bye, everybody. Let me out! People, it's a big radio star. Let me out! Help! Mayday!
Will Steve Sleeper arrive in time with the lighter fluid Diver Dan so desperately needs? This is Midnight Mondo. Give us this night our daily darkness, and turn on us as we turn on you. For thine is the midnight, and thine is the mondo, and thine is the mortgage on the pipe organ at the back of the hall. Midnight Mondo.
Move the mic over there, would you?
Okay. Bring the mic over here.
Listen, you
bring
guys.
Bring that boom over here.
I'm on the phone, huh?
Just a little bit, huh?
You gotta get this,
I'm on the phone, huh?
It's okay,
soundproofing him.
Okay.
All right, hold on, he's on the phone.
A&M Records? Yeah, is Ricky there?
Who is?
Yeah, Rick, this is Bert Bandel, Gay State Typically Corrupt Productions. Don't hang up, huh? Don't hang up.
Bert's on the
yeah,
phone.
Come on. Hey, yeah, I know the last act was a bummer. I didn't know that punk pop was going to bomb out so fast, man. I didn't know. I'm usually on top of it, but now I got the new wave. Yeah, new wave. Yeah, listen, this is a great act. Deadly Boone is back. He hasn't given up. No. He's halfway between Debbie Boone and, you know, Sid Vicious. This guy is good. Deadly Boone. Uh-huh, that's the name. Remember it? I know you don't want to remember it. Just, but try to remember it and listen to this, because we listen, man. We got a great cut for you here. It's even better than punk pop. You know, it takes it even further. It's sort of punk Broadway. So dig this: 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The halls are alive with the sound of music. A sound I have heard once too often. My heart wants to flee from the sound of music. Before I go completely insane.
No.
That guy doesn't know where it's.
The Punk and I is never going to be staged, man. The Punk and I ain't going to happen.
How
my
about
fair
the
punk.
Label, huh?
None of that, you know.
Can we try the
punk. Oh, you know, none of it's going to happen. We got to do
punk
something.
Punk of La Mancha, even?
Punk of La Mancha. None of that's going to happen, man. We're going to have to do something. Let's go for punk country.
Punk country.
Punk country. Okay,
I
ready?
I got it.
Take two. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Do it.
Your cheating heart is in my hand
because
I cut it out of your breast and I throw it on the floor. Stane's back to receive the punt on his own 20. It's up. It's spiraling. Coming right to him. He takes it on the 23. Runs to the right. He's out to the 30. The 35. He's going to break it. He's at the 50. The 40. He's got one man between him and the goal line. He's going to make it. The 10. Touchdown, Virgil Staines.
Hi. My name is Virgil Staines of the Fort Hemophilia Crushing Kills football team. That was a great moment in my career after my prison release. And now I'd like to show you around my town, Fort Hemophilia, Iowa. Fort Hemophilia is a lovely town set on an ash hill overlooking a brown river in the central part of Iowa in the heartland of our country. And its people have a heart to match the land. Our community action programs are bringing people together. Here we see films of volunteers on the Fort Hemophilia Volunteer Freeway Work Gang.
Keep working, buddy.
And now, a film of some women at the daycare center taking care of our most precious asset, our children.
Those kids can't get out now, can they? I locked all the doors.
And local businessmen and local contractors have donated their minds and their money and their time, including other local contractors, improving blighted areas in our city.
Hey, lady, your rent's going up.
Jeeps,
what do you want? I paneled, didn't I?
Yes, community action. It works in Fort Hemophilia. It works everywhere. Thanks to us, you work.
The preceding, a public service, brought to you by the Nationalistic Fascist Football League.
Can I have my $50? And maybe one of those cute little spoons.
Cut! I have been reincarnated as a piece of magnetic tape. I'm stuck on a plastic reel.
Oh, where did I put my kitty litter? Darn that old cow, he comes through the living room and takes things up in his mouth all the time. Where is he going? Oh, this is Midnight Mondo.
Come here, cow! Hey, cow, where have you taken my kitty litter?
Midnight Mondo takes you into the icy void of outer space for another adventure of Space Commander Wack, Space Commander.
It's time for another space adventure with Space Commander Wax, Space Commander! With his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
We're off to the stars! Bring along the dead dog, stupid Larry.
Space Commander Wax, strange being from another planet where they build their houses on activated charcoal piles and continually say, thank you, come again.
Thank you, come again.
Now he's a space commander in the daring space adventure army of Earth. Space Commander Wax! Space Commander! Last time you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glory the Dead Martian Frog, Glorif the Dead Martian Dog, were traveling through the uncharted waters of deep space in search of the legendary home base.
Ah, the brilliantine-like void of outer space, which we are basking in.
That's tell right, me,
Space Commander Wack, can I ask a question? Was it Aristotle who said, nothing is like nothing else, and nothing is worth more than the absence of nothing less than nothing?
Well, no wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Who does?
Aristotle couldn't have said that. He would have spoken in Greek, you fool, and besides, how can you say nothing is nothing when there is nothing all around? It simply doesn't have a name. It's everywhere. Boys and girls, if you can think of a better name for nothing, just crush a dwarf into a
space
wad
commander
of
Wack,
them,
space commander Wack, space commander Wack, stupid level. Larry called
what
it, space
it,
commander
stupid Larry?
Wack.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Everything.
Everything?
Yes, everything.
Why, that means nothing, for everything is nothing. Wasn't it Aristotle who said, boys and girls,
commander
if you can
Wack,
think of a better name
for everything?
Commander
Wack, this is truly a crisis. Just, we
what
are
is
in
it?
It
what
up
is it,
to
stupid
our
Larry?
Neck. Well, oh, for one thing, listen to this. Our end pods are losing their tension, and the nitro belch is reading Tolstoy, and the micro trolls are flaming. Everything's coming up roses. I got a pain in my side.
What does that mean,
do?
Stupid Larry?
Well, we're gonna crash.
I can see that, Stupid Larry. It appears that Glorf, being in a playful mood, accidentally bumped into the off switch. Didn't you secure him in the zero-G dead dog net?
There is no such thing.
Never mind. Prepare to... crash land. Am I all right?
Well, sure you are, Commander Wack. You're my hero.
Where are we? Where am we?
We're down here somewhere.
Oh, you're over there.
There are a lot of trees around here.
Oh,
and a few fire hydrants.
Oh,
and,
you're dead right.
No sidewalks.
Fire hydrants? Why, this must be the planet of the dogs.
I thought so.
Why, look at all
curbs.
Those yellow stains on the curbs. I think this is where Charlton Heston ran into all that.
Hey, Glorf, did you hear that? All these dead
look,
dogs.
Look, here they come now off in the distance, that brown cloud.
Oh, look, aren't they cute? Oh, look, aren't they
They're
cute?
Armed to the teeth, Stupid Larry.
Those are their teeth, Commander Wack.
Oh, my Lord, there's one of them now. This must be their leader. Why does he call me George? I mean, don't you know who you are? Don't I know who... What's he doing to my legs, Stupid
Commander Wack? Commander Wack. Space Commander Wack. Space Commander. I think
what
they're going to do...
Larry?
I know what they're going to do. They're going to capture us and make us bring them their slippers and their newspapers, and they'll make us chase sticks and play dead, except Glorf, of course, because Glorf's already dead.
Glorf, that's it. I'll fend them off by beating them with Glorf.
Good
here,
thinking.
Hand me his tail. He's stimming
here's
the
Glorf.
Beat them! Crush them!
Let me do it!
Go.
I want to do
my
it!
My arms are tired here. You keep your head down and that elbow straight and follow through.
Oh, by the way, Commander Wack.
What's that, Stupid Larry?
There's nothing wrong with the spaceship.
You mean we can leave any time?
We can just get on that old spaceship and cut right out of the hot dog.
It's still on, isn't that right? I think I remember that at the Academy. Ready?
Yep.
Well, what should we do?
Well, I'm ready for takeout whenever
takeout? You are. Takeout? Well, I'll have an order of chicken, some fries, a large Coke. What
cheese
will
burger
you?
For me!
Right. All right.
Sandwich.
Thank
okay.
you. Come again.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. I think we better get going.
We better get out here. You're right. I think you're perfectly right.
Stay tuned next week for another adventure of Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Where did that echo come from?
You sit there. Where did that echo?
Space Commander Wack,
here echo again. Ha, 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 ha. Hey!
Space Commander Wack.
What's that, Stupid?
Hey, hey, now that Glorf, the hero, Commander Wack, will he be on a bubblegum card, do you think?
Bubblegum card is bad for your teeth.
But how about Glorf?
Well, Glorf's bad for your teeth, too. Have you ever chewed on a bubblegum card?
Yeah, it's Glorf.
How about Tom Seaver?
Boys and girls, if you like Aristotle's bubblegum, then just crush Tom Seaver, put him in a manila envelope, and send him to Daring Space Adventure Army.
Space Commander Wack, I think
Glorf's send you back an autographed copy of Glorf's Tear.
I just felt his nose, and it's real hard.
Ferguson Jenkins is bad for your teeth.
Off to the stars!
Midnight Mondo will return.
Where'd that echo come from? Where's it? Echo. Hey, where's that? Midnight Mondo. Echo! Quack.
Oh, Midnight Mondo's back. Hey, I'm looking forward to my vacation. How about you? You know, I like to do two things. I like to take pictures, and I love to jump out of airplanes. Oh, boy. Here's two guys who did it at the same time.
The Stay Free Maxi Camera. It's new. It's exciting. And we've hired these two skydivers to test it for us now.
Geronimo!
When you're falling through the sky at 140 miles per hour, you don't have time to focus.
Hold still.
And with the Stay Free Maxi Camera, you don't have to focus. Here. Just hold on.
Pass it over here, I'll take one of you.
Wow, you don't even know it's there.
I really like the two adhesive strips that make it really easy to hold on to in the palm of my hand.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
Wow, it's sure easy.
The Stay Free Maxi Camera. Just remember to pull your cord.
Aha!
Hey, you guys got any Q-tips? Oh, time!
Jeez.
I didn't see the light, man.
We had it there.
I'm sorry. I'll go out.
That was all. Yeah. Gee, that dumb son. Did you clean the head?
Where's the theme song? Otis? I don't know how to work this thing. Oh, let's do it over.
Oi, oi.
Oopie.
Whoopie Wombo. Tis Mondo. Starring Edsel Midnight. Ogden. 12, I'm Otis. That's and. Dan Doomy. What's Diver? On week next.
Mondo and week till midnight. We gon' have what under sea.
Wait a minute. Wait.
What?
I didn't understand the thing we just said.
Well, it looks like another wrinkle in the blanket of eternity has jumped up out of the void and brought to an end another episode of Midnight Mondo.
Midnight Mondo.
Starring Ogden Edsel.
Right.
I'm Otis 12,
right.
And that's Diver Dan Doomy. What's on next week, Dan Diver Doomy?
Hey, next week, live on Midnight Mondo, Peter Frampton lives out of fantasy in women's clothing.
Oh, and we'll be giving away a lot of stuff just to get you to listen next week. Well, because there's a warrant out, and we got to get rid of a lot of this junk.
Hey, also, Debbie Boone models the latest in green lingerie.
Oh-ho.
We've got a tribute to blind skin divers and a feature on the smells of St. Louis.
Hey, a report on transplants in America, or home is where the heart is, or was. And a look at air safety from the ground.
Steve Sleeper at the controls, Tom Norcott in the studio on the floor, and...
If it isn't love.
Bats.
There are no seasons like the summer or the spring, so happy that I know. If it isn't love... There are no reasons for the song I sing.
This is an old record.
I never see the light. The beauty, 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 beauty in those eyes.
You got away with it.
There would be no moon, no stars within the stars.
Everybody sing along.
If it isn't love, then you're a vision. And this is nothing but a dream. So happy it is. And there never was a heaven up above. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.